From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The sounds here of Israeli police firing tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem today as the so-called Day of Rage called for by Palestinian factions got underway. So far, at least one Palestinian has been killed. That number is expected to go up. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration this week that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and the U.S. plans to move its embassy there. Protests are being held Friday across the Middle East and in Muslim-majority countries around the world. Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted, "Death to Trump and death to the U.S. Muthiar Hussein was protesting in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
We were protesting against the establishment of Jerusalem as an official capital of Israel, and it's a tyrannical step, a step that has created a backstabbing in the whole Muslim Ummah, and it's here we are trying to awaken the whole Muslim community and bring them together to fight this tyrannical step with full impulse, with full force.
Trump's announcement defies decades of diplomacy in the quest to bring peace to Israel. Jerusalem has been one of the biggest stumbling blocks in that quest. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed outrage following an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. That attack killed at least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers and injured 40 more. "I condemn this attack unequivocally," Antonio Guterres said. "These deliberate attacks are unacceptable and constitute a war crime." In Washington, this is VOA News.